Welcome back to Old Chicago here on Buff Talk on 99.9 The Rock. Thank you so much to head coach Anthony Ortiz for leading us off. We now jump into some of the baseball players. Here we welcome on Emilio first, center fielder for Garden City. Emilio, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
Thank you so much for coming on. You had a big day yesterday. You were in the 29th annual Western Kansas All-Star Game, and you scored in double figures in that. What was the experience like for you?
Just another opportunity to go out and play basketball one last time in your high school jersey. It was pretty honorable, and it was very fun.
Feel surreal a little bit?
Yeah, it feels very surreal. It's just, that was my last time putting on a jersey, and that just hasn't hit yet, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You started that game strong, hit a couple threes in that game. What were you looking to kind of go out and do?
Just go out and try and school some of the guys, my good buddies of mine. Just have fun.
You told me that you'd play with Deshaun Lewis. You two kind of went back and forth a little bit in the second half. Can you fill me on what it was like on the floor?
Just talking crap, you know, pushing one another, shoving one another, just having a good time. Yeah, we go way back.
Who were some of the other guys that you played with against?
Isaac Martin, Cole Linton, Manny, Emmett. We all just played with each other, against each other, and on traveling teams, too.
You got the win. It was 103-98. It was a close game. Did you expect it to be that way?
I knew it was going to be that way. I mean, we all wanted to go out there and compete a little bit, but, you know, some mess around a little bit and have fun.
This thing blows my mind about this area. Like, it's an all-star game, kind of expecting to be a little lax defensively, and sure, it was at times. But overall, we saw guys taking charges at the end of the game. Like, guys from this area do not give up. You're very resilient. Yeah. You feel that's true?
Oh, yeah. That's what I like about Western Kansas. We're just some kids trying to get an opportunity to play at the next level, you know, have fun. That's what I really live by, is just, I might be small, but I'm going to have the biggest heart and go out there and play my best. And no matter what sport it is, I'm going to go out there and try my best.
I was going to say football, baseball, basketball. I've always liked watching you play. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about baseball for a second. You've gotten off to a strong start this season. Your team's 5-5. How's it been so far for you on the diamond?
It's been good. You know, we have our ups and downs, but we all come together. And we just try to maintain 500, you know. Just go out and try to get a win every game, no matter if it's struggling from the hitting side or the pitching side or just the defense. We just go out and try to make things happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Got off a losing streak on Saturday against Junction City. How big did that one feel for you guys?
Oh, that felt amazing. We looked really, really good. I mean, we looked really good. Our hitting was good. Our Evan Finch was pitching amazing. And then Henry came out and did his job too. And then our defense just looked really good. We had a couple double plays, I think. Yeah, we had one or two. And then all around, our game was probably perfect.
You drove in a couple guys throughout as well. You don't get too many opportunities because you hit leadoff, but what kind of goes through your head when you got guys on scoring position?
Oh, I got to get them in. So I just try whatever I can, either if it's a blooper or a deep ball, line drive, whatever I can to get my teammates a score, because that's what we need, scores.
Yeah, talk me through your plate approach. What kind of pitches do you like to swing at? What pitches do you go for?
First pitch.
Yeah?
That's my go-to. It's the first pitch. I mean, I like to attack the pitcher because he's attacking us, so first pitch, it's either always going to be, like, I want to say 90%, it's always going to be fastball, but some pitchers know me and they want to go curveball right away.
When did you think you learned that, when you wanted to be so aggressive with the first pitch?
Oh, my dad has always told me that back then. Always. That was his main thing with me. He said, you better not go down striking out looking, and I just always live by that. So no matter what the pitch is, if it's a 2-2 count, 0-2, I'm going to swing, try to get another pitch. Yeah.
The big baseball guy?
Oh, my dad loves baseball.
Got you. Talking with Emilio's aunt right now, what were some of the things you really wanted to improve from your junior year baseball to now?
Probably my leadership and just helping people, helping my teammates, you know. That's probably one thing I wanted to improve in football, basketball, baseball now. And I try and help during track a little bit. I'm doing baseball and track, so it's kind of difficult trying to lead in track when I don't really know as much as the old people. Not old people, but last year's people do. They know a lot more than me, but I'm just out there trying to help be better.
You're playing four sports in your senior year, man. That is nuts.
It's awesome.
I couldn't do that for two when I was playing in high school. Has it been difficult, though, at times?
Well, it has, yeah. I'm wasting a lot of gas driving from staying at the school. Well, right after I get out of school, I go to work till like 2:33, and then I go to track practice from 3:20 to like 4:50, and then I go to baseball at Clint Leitner. Mm-hmm. Till what, 6:30, and then we're done. Yeah,
and now you're here.
Yeah, now I'm here. But yeah, we had a track meet on Friday, and I did decently well. I mean, got second in long jump, and that was my first time ever long jumping, so
congrats.
It was awesome.
What motivates you?
What motivates me?
I mean, you're doing a lot. You're playing four different sports as a senior. like you just said, you just talked me through your day. You're driving everywhere. You're competing your butt off. Why? Why does Emilio Zunt do that?
I mean, I feel like Jesus put me on this world for that, and that's my purpose, is to go out and just go out and play sports and just have fun, you know? I really live by that. I just go to church every Sunday, serve, and praise the Lord, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Respect, my man. I really like to hear that. What do you think the best part is about your baseball game?
Best part about my baseball game? Mm-hmm. Obviously, outfield. I love outfield.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you start playing in center?
Since I was little, man, lefties can't really do much in the infield. And I wasn't tall enough to be a first baseman. I used to catch, though. To catch a little bit.
Got it. What made you stick with baseball?
My dad always pushed me to be in baseball. I mean, it wasn't really my main sport, you know, but I was always pushed for my dad to do it, and I just kept doing it. Kept doing it for him and for my family. They like me. They like watching me play, so I'm just going to do it for them. Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest lesson you've ever learned from your dad? I know it's a very broad question. It doesn't have to just stick to sports.
Well, just always be respectful. That's the biggest thing he's always taught me. And, you know, sometimes I can struggle with that, or sometimes I just don't. Like, sometimes I struggle with that, but yeah, but most of the time I'm always going to respect everyone no matter who they are. I'm not going to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to meet them, get to know them, and just be respectful, because that's the best thing you could do, because you don't want people to look at you and think of you a bad person, even though sometimes I can be with my attitude, but I try and always fix that and maintain a good attitude and a good, like, kindness to other people.
Hey, you try and be your best you every day. Sometimes you'll slip up, but those little times will be forgotten about all the great times you have.
Mm-hmm.
So keep going that.
Oh, yeah.
That's great to hear. Talk to me about the team that you guys have. Give me the vibe that you guys have in the dugout. Give me some words you describe it with.
Oh, man, we're goofballs. We are goofballs, man. It's fun. Like, we'll be struggling or we'll be losing, but we're having fun as a team, man. And that's the best thing you can do as a senior, especially. This is my last year. It's all or nothing, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're really living by that. We want to win games, but we're not going to win every game. It's a win or it's a lesson learned. Because to me, it's not really a loss. So it's a lesson learned. Mm-hmm. So
that's the best way to think about it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's just what we're goofballs. We talk crap. We just have fun with one another. Sometimes we get mad, and sometimes the other person doesn't want to talk. But, I mean, we all get along, and that's pretty big and on a baseball team, too.
You don't even butt hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the funniest guy on the team?
Funniest guy on the team?
Yeah.
Probably Evan Finch.
Okay.
He's funny.
Really?
He's funny.
That's good. tell me about the transition this year to Coach Ortiz. Have things felt different?
Oh, yeah, it's felt different. He motivates us in a different way, and his coaching's really good. The practices are fun. We do a lot of cage work, hitting practices, and then we do fielding. And we do some little scrimmages, and, man, those are tiring.
Mm-hmm.
We do some scrimmages where, like, it's three different teams. A team's hitting, a team's off, and the team's on the field. And we get 60 seconds to put our gloves on, go hit, and then we have to have runners on base.
Dang.
And it's hard. If you're not done in 60 seconds, you're off. You're done. And then the next team's up.
Wow. Yeah. Seems competitive then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Feel like there's a lot of JV guys trying to push up the varsity, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They want to get an opportunity. They keep working every day. We see them working every day, and we keep pushing them, too.
So talk me through last 10 games for you guys coming up. What are some things you want to work on, improve on in these final 10?
I want to improve on just getting on base more, hitting the ball, you know, helping my teammates, whether it's motivating them, helping them, or just being an impact on them, you know. Like, I want to go out there and get them on base or bunt them over or score a run. I want to be a scoring run. I want them to hit me in, just anything to get us a win, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
You were one of the first guests I had on this show when I started this backup for football.
Oh, yeah.
Always loved having you on for basketball. Now, complete that trick, get you on for baseball. That is Emilio Zunt. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you.
Take a short break. Come back with more baseball here on 99.9 The Rockets Buff Talk here from Old Chicago.